And we're back on this Getaway Friday, Friday, January the 10th, 2020. That would be 1-10-20. How about that? That's the date today. 1-10-20, 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears back with you for hour number two today. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show will follow this program today, 10-10 a.m. till 12 noon. What better to do on a radio rainy day than listen to the radio to a radio legend, Charlie Evers. And then Charlie and I will be together from 12 to 1 today with the Exchange Club having a great time. We never know what we're going to talk about, but we have a fun time talking about it. I can guarantee you one of the things we're going to talk about today is that tree over on Cummins Avenue. Now, I didn't get to do my monologue in the first hour because I was kind of busy doing the bicentennial moment and doing the quote of the day and all that sort of thing. There were some things I wanted to mention this morning before we get back to the trivia here, and we're going to get back to the trivia in a moment. And by the way, I had a caller during the break there who actually came up with a great idea question in regard to the tin goose that Charlie and I went up on. Wasn't last year, but I think it was the year before, 2018. Okay, here we go. There were two things that I wanted to mention this morning. One was, well, we already did the tree, but there were two other things that I wanted to mention. And one other question I have for you this morning. We tried this yesterday. We didn't get any answers, so hopefully we'll get some answers this morning. But I teased before I went to break that I was going to tell you who the listener was who sent me the message. And I'm going to tell you that in just a second because I wanted to loop that in with a little story here. But or a little, I don't know, little segment of its own. But first thing I want to talk about, because, and you know what, when it comes to this, I it's kind of funny, but I thought about talking about this today because of something that happened last night, because I think this is so important, but I hesitate to talk about this because I know one of the people who I'm going to be talking about listens to this show, so I'm going to try. Because you don't want people to get the big head. So I'm going to try to get through this without without being extremely nice, even though this is kind of extremely nice. You know, I think one of the most interesting things when you work is to work with people that you like. A lot of times we get stuck working with people that we really don't like or don't get along with. And sometimes it's not even that we don't get along with them. It's just kind of that we don't really fit together and we're different people, so work kind of becomes a little tedious. Now, I've always been lucky because the people that I've worked with in radio have always been a lot of fun. And I've always gotten along great with them. Charlie and I have worked together for a long time now. I don't think we've ever had a bad word between each other. It's always been fine. We can argue on the air, and then it's blown over by the time we're off the air. And I've always had that good relationship with Charlie. But all the other people I've ever worked with, Jeff Ruth and Madge Cooper and Linda Sims and Adam Lepp and Sean and Terry and Mike Wilson, Glenn Coble, all the people here. I hope I'm not late. Nate Redman, all the people who are here at this station, and stations I've worked with in the past were not always the same way, but all the people here at this station I've always gotten along with fine. Okay, say all that to say this. Some of the other jobs you do, you don't always gel so well with the people, but I've been doing some teaching lately, and you know, it kind of been a while since I'd really done that to this level that I'm doing it now every day of the week. And I'm paired up teaching every day with these two people. Like I say, one of which who listens. So if they're listening right now, or if they hear this in a repeat, you know, I guess they're just going to have to find out that maybe I'm kind of nice from time to time. Because when I'm with them, I give them a really hard time. But it is so nice to be able to go to work and look forward to going to work. And one of the reasons that I really do look forward to going to this job is because of these two people. The job's a lot of fun, and the kids are a lot of fun, and that's why I've always loved teaching. But it's a very strange thing, because I did not know either one of these people prior to doing this class. But from day one, when we first met, it was just like there was an instant, I guess for lack of a better term, chemistry. There was an instant ability to get along and talk about anything and kid each other and say awful stuff that nobody takes offense to. We've never had a bad word. We've never had a moment where somebody's upset about something. There's just none of that. And it's been a really, really, really fun experience, and I really enjoy it. So I just wanted to say that, because I know there are a lot of people who are in the workplace who don't like all the people that they work with, and sometimes that's difficult to get through day to day when you have to go see these people that you don't necessarily get along with. But these two are funny, they are smart, they are just really fun people to be around, and we don't see each other really outside of the job, but the time that we see each other every day, so we see each other quite a bit. But it's, I don't know, it's just one of the most fun groups I've ever worked with. It's the most fun group that I've ever worked with in school, there's no doubt about it. So Michelle and Abby, you're great. Now, don't ever tell them that I said that, because they will then think that I'm a nice person, and I won't be able to get away with saying awful stuff about them that I do when I'm there. But the awful stuff is just always kidding and a lot of fun. So there you go. I wanted to make sure to say that, because I have talked to so many people recently who can't stand the people that they work with and work in atmospheres where they don't talk to the other people. I've worked in those atmospheres where it's not necessarily that you don't get along, but you just don't talk to the other people. You just don't gel. Well, these two are great, and they really make that job a lot of fun, along with the kids. So, Michelle and Abby, you're great as far as I'm concerned. And, see, I mentioned their names on the air now. We'll never be able to go back in time now. We're stuck that I said these nice things about them. But they deserve it. They're fun people. They wanted to come on the show at one point. Maybe we'll do that. That might be kind of fun. I don't know. I'm not sold on that one yet. But maybe we'll let them come on the show one day and we'll have a good time. So, there we go. I thought that would be a good thing to do on a Friday to kill some time. Talk about Abby and Michelle. Good people. A lot of fun. All right. Now, that's that. So, now, let me get to the person who sent me the lyrics to Accidentally in Love. And I said it was just a listener. It's not just a listener. So, here's the story I'm going to tell about this. Buckle your safety belts. I don't think I've ever done this. This person has been on air with me, and other people have talked about this person, but I don't think I've ever brought this person up on their own. But I'm going to do it this morning, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to do it this morning. Now, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little tired today. Not a bad thing, but I'm a little tired, and one of the reasons I'm a little tired is because I was out last night pretty late. I'm not going to put a time on it, but I was out pretty late last night. Now, why were you out late last night? Well, here's what happened. I was hanging out with the person that I'm going to be talking about here. Now, You know, in life, I'm just full of happiness today, I guess. Apparently, this is compliment day. But here's the thing. In life, there are certain people that you run into, for whatever reason, where you just get lucky. Because the person, you just have a lot of fun with them. And every time you're together, you have a lot of fun. Oh, somebody's calling in. What a cutoff. Isn't this interesting? Oh, wait. I think that's just a telemarketer, so we can do away with that real quick. Okay. So, as I was saying, there are certain people that you just, I think, plain get along with. And this is one of those people. Now, I give this person a hard time every chance I get, but it's only because we have so much fun together. Now, the person I'm talking about is Bailey. And Bailey has been on the show, I think she corrects me on this every time she's on, like 4 times. I think she's been on the show now. She listens just about every morning that she's able to, which I think is very cool. And she has done this since I've known her, which is a little bit of time now. So, she's the one who sent me the lyrics to the Accidentally in Love song. And a lot of times she'll send me lyrics to things or questions I need answers to without asking. She'll send those to me. But here's the point. Again, I believe in just telling the truth, especially when it's a nice truth. I wouldn't get on the air and smash somebody, but I'll get on the air and say nice things about them. So last night, Bailey and I decided that we were just going to hang out. And somehow, this turned into driving around and listening to music. Now, that was initially not the plan. The plan was initially, I had the new car. Bailey wanted to take a ride in the new car or see the new car, I think essentially was the thing. And I said, well, let's just go down and get a drink at McDonald's and maybe get, you know, dessert, and then we'll come back, is really all it started out as. But we got down there, and for whatever reason, turned on the CD player, and one of the songs that was on was Accidentally in Love. So kind of started singing to that song, and trust me, I cannot sing at all. But, you know, singing in a car I can do. So we just started singing in the car and having a good time, and then it went from that song to a couple other songs on the CD. Then it went to songs that she had on her iPhone, and before I knew it, we had driven all over town just about 5 times. We had been around town, abiding by all the laws, of course, but I guess kind of shooting our own loop is what it was last night. We kind of shot the loop here in Marion, listening to these songs and playing the music. And what was so fun about it was that the person, Bailey, was just continuously singing. Now, hold on. I'm getting a phone call here, but I'm going to come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Is this the radio station?
You know what? I know what that call is. We're going to take that off the air. Now, basically, what happened was we were just singing the songs driving around town, but as the songs got more and more and more, it just went on forever. And to be honest with you, I don't know how long we were out doing this last night, but it was quite a while. And it was totally unexpected, totally off the cuff. But here's the reason I say all of this. The point I want to make at this particular point is that, because when she's here, I'm kind of sarcastic to her. And, you know, that's just my personality. I guess talking about that earlier on. But she is, if you don't know, if you could not tell by listening to her on the air, she is one of the smartest people that really I have ever known. She is just so smart. So smart, so just with it. A matter of fact, last night, somebody messaged her a math problem. You know, a really kind of a deep math problem. And she just rattled the answer off to that in no time at all. And she knows about things, and she knows about everything, and she can take a joke. And she She actually has a pretty decent singing voice, which I got to hear last night as she was singing these songs in the car. Country songs, by the way. So, the point of this is that, so when I refer to her in the future, because I'm sure I will, and I'm sure at some point she'll be back on the show, and when she's back on the show, I'm sure I'll be sarcastic to her and kind of, you know, like I always am. But when she's not here, I can say the nice things. She is smart. She is funny. She is fun to be with. She is really become a really good friend. She, sometimes we can just talk and it don't have to have the television on, don't have to have anything else going on. Just talk and have great times. So, if you're lucky enough, because not everybody's like that. Not everybody is like that. I will tell you that. In the friendship world, not everybody is quite that way. But there is something about her that definitely is that way. And I think when she's been on the show, I think a lot of people have noticed that. Just how smart and funny and with it she is. A matter of fact, the people who have met her around the station, like Sean and Terry and Glenn, Charlie has met her, have all been very nice in the things they've said about her, and they don't know her as well as I do. She's just one of those people. She's so easy to be around. She's so much fun to be around, and I hope the people in her life really realize that they've hit the lottery in getting to have her in their life. Because no matter how she's in your life, whether she's a relative or whether she's a friend or whether she's, for whatever purpose she's there, I guess is what I'm saying here, a former classmate, whatever, a coworker, you're very lucky to have a person like this in your life because they don't come around every day. She's totally special. And I hope she's listening to this show this morning to hear me say all these nice things, which I will never admit to saying again. But could not have had more fun with her last night. Could not have enjoyed it more. She's become a really good friend. And she's just one of those gifts. You know what I'm talking about. Every so often in life, you get these gifts that are totally unexpected, but you know they are irreplaceable and just make life a little better. And I think I even said to her last night, my life's pretty good. I have a good life. I'm happy 90% of the time. And the other 10% of the time, I lie about it and tell you I'm happy even if I'm not. But I know that when I'm around her, I always feel better after, because she's that much fun to hang around with. She is just the best. So there, I think I've broken a record. I just did, I think, about 15 minutes on one person on the radio, and but it's all true, so I can say it, because Bailey is the best. And you know what's funny about that whole thing? It all started because of her name. I just like the name Bailey. I don't know why. There's something about that name that I like. And that's how really talking to her started, was because of her name. And it has just turned into a really great friendship. And I don't know anybody who's come in contact with her on my end who has disliked her. And a lot of the people who've come in contact with her have absolutely been effusive in liking her, like Sean, Glenn, people of that nature. So, Bales, if you're out there listening, people love you. It's a great thing. And you're very, very, we're all very, very lucky to have you around. And I realized that after last night, after the fun that we had. It was just the best. I hope you had half as much fun as I did. It was late. I was tired this morning. I'll probably have to take a nap today, but it was worth it, time over, to have that much fun last night. So there you go. Bales is the best. And I hope everybody appreciates that who's in her life. And if they don't, They should. There you go. Now, you know, I always think that a radio show should not be planned, and that was not planned. So you just got my extemporaneous thoughts on somebody. So there you go. And that's the rest of the story. Now, there's really nothing more to it than that. So people who try to read anything into that, there's nothing more to it. That's just it. But I really think that sometime we need to recognize good people. We spend so much time downing people. And I just get so tired of downing people and saying negative things about people. Why don't we ever spend time saying good things about people? Right now in the world, politics is so nasty. We hear it all the time. People calling each other names. Nobody ever says anything nice until somebody's dead or retires. And I just think sometimes, even though it seems out of the ordinary, you take a medium like radio or television or politics and you say something nice about somebody. And nobody deserves more nice things said about them than Bales, especially after last night. End of that. All right. There you go. So now we're going to get back to the trivia questions here. 36 minutes past the hour. What do we have left this morning? Here we go. Barbara Walters, legendary TV newswoman Barbara Walters, wrote two books over the course of her career. Now, one of the books was titled Audition. What was the other book titled? Does anybody know Barbara Walters' other book? One was Audition. What is the other? What is the theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami? Does anybody know the theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami? Here's a question that a listener gave me during the break. Who created the tin goose? I was talking about flying in the tin goose before the break there. Who created the tin goose? Now, I'm not talking about who designed it. I'm talking about who put up the money to manufacture the tin goose. Does anybody know who did that? Who put up the money to manufacture the tin goose? A very famous person. 740-383-9944. So here you go. What is Barbara Walters' other big book that she did over the course of her career? She did Audition. What's the other book we're missing here? What's the theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami? Who created the tin goose? Who put the money up for that? 740-383-9944. Okay, let's get back to our slogans. All right, maybe we've got an answer here. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I saw that tin goose. Was that Hughes?
You know, I was looking that up during the break. Howard Hughes did not put up the money or create it, according to what I read, but that is a good guess.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I think there is a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where he's kind of depicted as that, but that's not the information that I read.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right, Tin Goose, from what I read, it's not Howard Hughes. Now, I think Howard Hughes wrote on it, and I think Howard Hughes was somehow involved in this, but not the man who put up the money. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
Was it Henry Ford?
Henry Ford. You have got it. Henry Ford put up the money. You know, I did not realize how many things Henry Ford was involved in.
Yeah, a lot.
My goodness. You know, he really changed the world.
And, you know, the Tin Goose was designed just like his old Model T. You know, very basic.
Well, you know, I wonder, because Henry Ford had some money, I wonder if how much he was a part of this. Because it says he put up the money, but I wonder how much input he had on things like the Model T and the Tin Goose.
Yeah, well, it's generally called the Ford Tri-Motor. Is the name of the Tin Goose, official name.
Right. He was just, you know, it's a funny thing. I saw an interview because I think people forget that Henry Ford, you know, lived in the last century. And I saw an interview with him once, and I never heard anybody say this, but I thought, well, I wonder why more people don't say that. The interviewer was asking him a question, And it really had nothing to do with his business. It was kind of a personal question. And Henry Ford just looked at the interviewer and said, "That's none of your business."
Yeah.
And I thought, nobody, I've never heard anybody say that. But I thought, gosh, I wonder why more people don't say that.
He was just all business.
He was all business. You've got it right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure, Scott.
Bye-bye. He, that Henry Ford, you know what, but by the way, I'm glad more people don't say that, because that would kind of kill all of us who did interviews. We don't want people to say that's none of your business. But Henry Ford did. He was being interviewed. I wish I could remember who he was being interviewed by, but it wasn't anybody probably you would know, but this person asked a personal question, and Henry Ford just said, "That's none of your business," just like that. And the interviewer went on. So there you go. Henry Ford, that's right. He put up the money for what is, as the caller said, aptly put, it's mostly referred to as the Ford Trimotor, but also nicknamed the Tin Goose. But Howard Hughes also did play a part. I know he flew on it or something quite a bit, and is depicted in that Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Okay, we've got that one answered. It is Henry Ford. Okay, does anybody know Barbara Walters' other book? I'm shocked nobody knows this. We do have one of her books. It was Audition, but she only wrote two. Does anybody know the other book that Barbara Walters wrote? I love the other book, too. The other book is really Audition's about her life. But the other book is more of a... just an interesting book. I don't want to describe it because I'll give it away. And I love the title of the book. It's got a really fun title. But one of her books is Audition. What's the only other book Barbara Walters ever wrote herself? Does anybody know? What other song? Oh, does anybody know the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami that starred Ashley Williams? Was only on for 2 years in the early 2000s, but it did have a popular theme song. Does anybody know the theme song, just the title, of the television series Good Morning Miami? It is interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Ford Trimotor was used for years at Lake Erie. Travel from the mainland to Put-in Bay.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think I do remember...
They finally taken it out of service because it's old.
Well, you know, I do remember them, I think, saying something about that when Charlie and I went up in it. But it was really kind of the first attempt at a commercial airliner, was it not?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it looked like a commercial, well, not like the commercial airliners of today, but when you got into it, you know, it had curtains over the windows. And it had kind of nice seats, but boy, you could not have a conversation in there. It is way too loud.
That's for sure.
That's one of the few problems. Did you go up in the Tin Goose when it was here?
It's been years.
Yeah.
10 years.
That's
how they used to get the food in and out of Put-in Bay when the lake was frozen over.
Is that right?
Yeah, because there's people live over there, and hadn't been for the Trimotor, they wouldn't have gotten their supplies.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it certainly did.
I don't know what they do now. I suppose they use helicopters or something, but Ford Trimotor was very, very valuable to the islands.
You know, I wonder how far it could fly. I don't want to misquote this, but I'm thinking somebody said, you know, it was basically for East Coast flights. I don't think you could go Yeah, I don't think you could go...
Probably couldn't carry enough gasoline to get you very far.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I think there'd only be a certain amount of area you could fly. Maybe in New York.
Those engines, they guzzle.
They do. They take care. And you can hear those engines running when you're in there. Absolutely. Do you know what Howard uses? I haven't seen that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. Do you know what his tie-in with the Tin Goose was?
It's been years since I've seen the movie.
Yeah, me too.
I remember it.
I know there's something about Howard Hughes and the Tin Goose, but it was Henry Ford who put up the money to develop it.
Well, he has an airport out in Nevada, out in Las Vegas. Hughes Aircraft.
Is that right?
Yeah, I flew out of Nevada into California on Hughes Aircraft.
Isn't that interesting? Wasn't there a thing about Howard Hughes being frozen or buried in a special place? Did anything ever come of that?
Was he going to be cryogenic.
Yeah, I
cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, because at the end of his life, he was very germophobic and would not go out.
Oh,
would,
yeah.
So I thought there was something to him being frozen, but I don't know if it ever. I don't know. Is that's an interesting question. Is where is Howard Hughes buried, or did he get buried, or is he floating around somewhere?
Larry Hunt used to work for him at Hughes Aircraft.
Is that right?
You know Larry?
Yeah.
Larry's a local fellow. Yeah, he worked for Hughes Aircraft.
I wonder if, did you ever talk to him about getting to meet Howard Hughes?
No, I don't think he ever did. Yeah. He was a recluse.
Yeah, he was kind of a recluse at the, but you know when he was.
He signed paychecks, that's it.
Yeah, well, when he was a young guy, though, he was this.
Oh, he was flamboyant then.
Yeah, very popular guy. It's I don't know what happened to him in his life. Interesting.
He got old and ugly.
He got old and ugly and confused, I guess. Poor Howard Hughes.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. There we go. That is... that is very interesting. I'm going to tell a little side note story here. I know I just did a whole little soliloquy there, but I'm going to do this because this was very funny. By the way, the questions are still there. What is the other book that Barbara Walters wrote other than Audition? What is the other book that Barbara Walters wrote other than Audition? And what is the theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami? Now, I do also want to know, does anybody know what's going in the Payless out here on 95? Is anything going in the Payless? I don't know. I thought they were doing some work on it the other day, but I have not heard anything about what might possibly be going in the Payless. So does anybody know what's going in what used to be Payless on 95? Or does anybody have an update on the progress of the Dunkin' Donuts? I see that the building's gone, and it looks like they're doing some groundwork now there with bulldozers and things. So if you have any information on that, give me a call, 740-383-9944. And back to our, what is it here, our slogan trivia for the day. Let's see, we got Volkswagen. Okay, the question was, because I'm not going to give you this one because it's the most popular slogan of all time, and you're going to know what it is. Does anybody know what the most popular slogan of all time for a business was? I think this was voted on at one point. What is the most popular slogan for a business of all time? Number one slogan, far and away, of all time. So tell me the slogan and tell me the business it was for. I'm not going to give it to you that way. So here's another, and it's kind of an easy one too. The Breakfast of Champions. What product has the slogan, The Breakfast of Champions? Now, talking about Howard Hughes. Okay, we're going to get the call. I'm going to get this Howard Hughes thing in here in just a second. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, where's the beef?
What's that?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? You have got, that is the number one slogan of all time. Do you remember what slogan or what company Where's the Beef was for?
I just heard you say that. Wendy's?
Wendy's. You have got it right. That is the number one
slogan. I can't believe it.
I know, isn't that the old lady coming to the, I don't know how many of those commercials she did, but coming up to a window saying, Where's the Beef?
Yeah, I figured that, but when you said who was it, I thought, oh, I don't know. And then I just said Wendy's. I didn't know if it was Burger King or who, so.
It is Wendy's. Why, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Now, the other slogan here today is the Breakfast of Champions. But the number one slogan of all time was Where's the Beef from Wendy's. Now, here's one for you, just to have some fun. Do you know what the lady's name was who did the Where's the Beef commercials? She had a very unique name. Does anybody know the name of the lady in the Where's the Beef commercials that ran for so long? Now, talking about Howard Hughes here, I had asked where Howard Hughes was buried. And last night, I just, you know, I basically did you the itinerary of my evening last night, which I'll get back to momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Clara
Peller, you have got, what a name, Clara Peller.
That just came to me. Scott,
yes.
You were talking about the Payless.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm always on, I got a nose for news. That property out there sold to HOC Marion Incorporated. And when I looked that up, it's a hematology oncology consultant firm. So I don't know if they're going to go in there or they're going to tear that down and put something else there or not. But it was in the land transfers.
Real, a hematology oncology business.
Consultant.
So yeah. A blood type of person?
Well, yeah, I think that, isn't that leukemia? Is that, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's some kind of a medical consultant firm, because I saw the land transfers, and that's who bought it, because I was curious at that location, you know.
Well,
and so.
You know, it's interesting. I worked at Payless when I was in college for about 5 years. Now, when I was there, I don't think, I would have to remember back to this, I don't think Payless owned the building. I thought that the building was still owned. I'm pretty sure about this, because there was an issue with the sidewalk one time out front. And I'm sure the Payless company would have just come and fixed it. But it was owned by the Cafaro company, who also owned the mall and the plaza. And then they had went bankrupt. And then whatever bankruptcy firm it was in, they owned it at one point. But I don't know if... Do you remember who it was transferred from? Was it the Payless?
Yeah, it was SCHURTZ. I would take that Shirts Properties Incorporated, transferred it to the HOC Marion Incorporated.
Now, do you think that company owns the plaza as well?
I don't know that, Scott. I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't think Payless did own the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could not believe when all the Paylesses went out.
I know.
It was just kind of the blink of an eye, and they were all gone.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of things, you know, shoe stores nowadays. I don't know how that one stays out there by Kroger out there, but because I've never been in it, but I don't buy shoes in shoe stores anymore.
No, it's become a thing, and that was something, honestly, when I worked in a shoe store, I never thought it would go away, because that was one of those things I thought people needed to try on. We used to have to measure feet. We used to have to, people wanted to make sure they had the right fit. They had wides.
I remember the wood measure.
Oh.
Oh, that brings back a lot of memories.
Oh, you know what's, I used to know the name of that tool. Oh, gosh, what was that tool called? I mean, you know, it was a foot measure, but we didn't call it that. We called it something. It had a really kind of an odd name.
Okay.
Yeah, boy, that's terrible. I cannot remember the name of what that thing was called. But we had the wood ones, because that store that I worked in, that Payless store, had actually originally been a Pickway Shoes.
Right.
And they never closed. Payless just came in and bought them out. So the store never closed. So that building, I don't know if it had ever been anything but a shoe store.
Uh-huh.
And so when I got there, we had the metal things that you measured people's feet on. But
and those were very intricate, too. They weren't, because I can picture those, too. But I still remember the wood ones, you know.
Yeah, well, I think we had some of the wood ones. We kept them in the back, but they were left over from the Pickway days.
Right.
And sometimes we would just use those, because if you had... To be honest with you, we really did not measure people, the associates. We did not really measure people's feet unless it was like a child who needed their feet measured. Adults knew how to measure their own feet, and we kind of left those things hanging on the end of the aisle, so if they grabbed them and wanted to measure their foot, they could.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember measuring any adults' feet. Just kids, usually, during back to school was when we did a lot of that.
Yeah.
But, boy, I'm trying to remember what that tool was called. We called it something.
Well, that'll be your job today.
That'll be my job today. But so Payless was transferred to an oncology hematology company.
Yeah, HOC is how it was in the paper. Then I had to go and look up HOC because I was just curious, you know.
Because there's no sign up there yet. Was that land up the road next to Jiffy Lube, was that transferred to the Dunkin' Donuts company?
You know, I believe it was, but it may have not been under the name Dunkin', because I don't recall that one. A couple weeks there, I didn't even get a Sunday paper, so... I might have missed out on transfers, but
I can understand it. I can understand.
Keep up with stuff, Scott.
I know. Well, that's why we're the town hall of the air here. We try to get out to people. Hey, well, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
You too, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. See, and that's what's great about the airwaves here. We all find out together. Payless has been transferred to a hematology oncology service. Now, I don't know if that's what's going to go in there, but now you know. That's what's been it's been transferred to. I that is not a big building. I would find it odd that they would run a hematology oncology business out of there. But who knows? You never know. Maybe they will. Let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, Colin.
Hello. Hello. Trivia on Clara Pella. She got fired by Wendy's because she went to another company to advertise, so they got rid of Clara Pella.
You know, I'd heard about that. What was that other company she
went
to?
I don't know, and I'm in the truck, so I can't look it up.
She didn't go and Where's the Beef, did she?
No. I don't know. It's probably a long time since she saw the beef. And the other one was is Wheaties is the breakfast of champions.
You've got it. It is Wheaties. Hey, thank you.
Oh, all right, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I do remember something about Clara Peller being fired. I do remember that now that I think about it. And Wheaties is the breakfast of champions. That is exactly right. All right, the phones are warming up now. I hope you stick around for Charlie. Go ahead, caller. Well, I think I might have disconnected you. See, I'm going to have to learn to work the phones here. If that's you, call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. I think I hit the wrong button. Would love to hear from you out there. I think we got all the slogans, logos, all those things. Clara Peller. We got Clara Peller. What was Barbara Walters' other book? Does nobody know this? One of her books was Audition. What was the other book that Barbara Walters wrote? She only wrote two in her career. One was Audition, and the other one, something different. But I love the title of the other book. Does anybody know what it is? Does anybody know the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami? It only ran for 2 years, but it starred Ashley Williams and was a pretty good series. We found out what's going into Payless, talked about the trip last night, work friends, Cummins. We talked about that tree on Cummins. Charlie and I will talk about that at noon today. Oh, the thing I wanted to get with about Howard Hughes, this is funny, because last night when I just said buried, you know how some people pronounce words funny? Well, this is one of the fun things that happened last night. I was somehow, when Bailey and I were out and about last night, we got on the conversation about, you know, what are you going to do when you die? Not that either one of us is close to that. Hopefully not. But she said something about being cremated. But she said the word buried, but it came out buried. And, you know, have you ever heard of that? Where do you want to be buried? See, I think that was the Alabama coming out in her. Buried. I've never in my life heard anybody pronounce the word buried, buried. Does anybody else know anybody who pronounces words kind of funny? That made me laugh. That was hysterical. Does anybody know anybody who pronounces a word funny? We've only got about a minute here. Call in and let us know. But last night, it was buried. So if you say to somebody today, where are you going to be buried? Say, where are you going to be buried? And they'll look at you very strangely and say, I have no idea what you're talking about. Don't forget, Charlie Evers coming up from 10 to 12 today. I hope you listen and call in as well as you did on this show this morning. We have had a great, great time. And then I'm coming back. I'm not done today. Charlie and I are going to do 12 to 1, and we're going to solve all the problems of the world, including this tree on Cummins Avenue, which I finally got to look at last night. And again, I do want to thank the people over at Marion Auto Sales for listening. They sent a very nice message thanking Charlie and I for promoting the Lions Club event. I know they listen every morning. They are devoted people over there. So I thank the people at Marion Auto Sales for being fervent. Go ahead, caller.
Barbara's other book was a biography.
Barbara, well, it wasn't a biography. Her other book wasn't.
Audition was one of them, and the other was a biography.
No, Audition was one, which was her autobiography. But the other book that she actually wrote was not an autobiography.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. All right, no. Yeah, one of Audition is Barbara's autobiography that she wrote, but she did write another book in her career, and it was not an autobiography, but we'll see if you can figure out what that is. Maybe we'll, if you know it by noon, call in when Charlie and I are back on the air at noon and bring it up. Oh, maybe this is it. See, we're about to go off the air, and here come the calls. Go ahead, caller.
A funny word we pronounce is wash instead of wash. Wash.
It's time to wash the clothes.
Exactly. You... Eastern Ohio.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. That's right. Don't forget to wash the clothes and find out where you're going to be buried. I'm all done for today. Charlie Evers is coming up 10 to 12 today. Stick with him. You can't go wrong. Best personality on the station. And then he and I will be on from 12 to 1. I'm done for the day. Well, not really. I'll be back at noon. Stay tuned. Not getting as many award Emmys, things like that. Does that ever factor in?
No, because I say the work is its own reward. You can't decide who's going to give you an award. But if you're doing the work, as long as you're appreciated for the work.